go back to the top of the slide. First stop and a turn and a go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you?
Edward Dowd, really smart guy. Top stock picker, trends forecaster, really great record. Dowd Edward on X. You got 4 minutes. Thanks for holding over to finish your points on what else you think people should know.
Yeah, so basically, people are wondering, well, the biggest question I get is, Ed, you've been wrong in the stock market. Have I really? The stock market's gotten narrower and narrower. It's really not up that much from where it was last October and even January of this year. What's been going up are the AI stocks. Your digital prison system is the only thing that's working, especially semiconductors. When this blows up, and it will, it's going to retrace. The whole stock market will retrace traditionally 50%. It could either happen fast or over 2 years, something like that. You know, a long prolonged bear market. And you know, let's talk about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, like myself, was a little early to this trade because we didn't realize the government was going to spend $1.5 trillion on illegal alien fraud, but they did. So they kept the thing going. Warren Buffett's at 40% cash. This is his fourth rodeo. He's done this a number of times. And you know, cash people think is trash. Cash is a position. Cash gives you opportunities to buy when prices go a lot lower, and your portfolio doesn't get as hurt as much. So you know, I do personal consulting with some people, and I've been recommending a healthy dose of cash in their portfolio. And a lot of my clients are just waiting for this thing to collapse, and they're going to buy at the bottom like Warren Buffett. Be a mini Warren Buffett and just relax. The stock market is so overvalued right now. The dividend yield on the stock market is below the bond yield, which traditionally signals massive overvaluation. Historically, 10-year forward returns, if you buy and put all your money in the stock market today, it'll take you... you'll earn zero return for 10 years.
Well, Buffett just said last week, he said this is beyond a casino at this point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, and look, what's going on? Let me tell you what institutions, you know, professionals are doing. They're throwing their hands up because the market's getting narrower and narrower, and they have diversified portfolios. So they're underperforming the market, and they've decided, I'm not playing anymore. I know this is going to blow up. So
a lot of big money has been getting out. And also, a lot of CEOs have been quitting, just like we saw before the dot-com bubble, just like we saw before 2008.
So guess what's supporting this bubble for now? It's the 401k automatic buying, and retail is 30% of the market now. Institutions used to dominate this years ago. Now it's retail. So we have a lot of people basically buying at the top, speculating at the top, and the people who are selling are institutions and insiders. This doesn't end well for retail. They're not smart money.
Didn't we see that same paradigm right before 1929?
Same exact thing. And, you know, look, this is all baking at the cake. This oil shock is going to destroy Joe Sixpack, and defaults and credit markets are going to contract even more. Jamie Dimon is even super concerned about private credit. He's now limiting his credit lines. He's marking his books down. You know, when Jamie Dimon gets nervous, you know, the whole country should get
nervous.
What
could be the big contagion in closing? Going to be regional bank failures, or what else could it be?
Well, it could be a bunch of different things. But private credit, you know, what people don't understand is the last 2 years of credit creation in 24 and 25 was all private credit and private equity. It was banks loaning to what's called non-depository financial institutions. They weren't loaning to businesses or consumers. They were loaning to these guys. These guys then propped up zombie companies and did, you know, high fee deals.
So you're saying the venture capitalists and people are going to be carrying the coal mine?
Yeah. The pension funds are going to get the risk is with the insurance companies, the pension funds, the private high net worth individuals that bought these private credit funds. So it's going to, the banks will get hit. But the good news is, I don't think this goes systemic. There'll be some regional bank failures, but those will get gobbled up.
All right, Edward, incredible. Come back soon. Amazing. What a masterclass. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I knew.
Draft politics.